Today's message is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today, I will preach a message based on Senior Pastor's previous sermon entitled Fragrance of Christ. They say the most fragrant original essence for perfumes of the rose is from the Balkan Mountains in Bulgaria. The Balkan Mountains is the coldest place where roses can survive. The roses are picked in the early morning, which is the coldest time of the day. The reason is, its fragrance is the strongest at the coldest time of the day. Likewise, the fragrance of Christ was emanated while Jesus went through the most difficult times in a physical sense. In order to lead mankind to salvation, Jesus carried the cross up to Golgotha, wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and was nailed through his hands and feet. He manifested his love through the cross. Then, how much are we emanating the aroma of Christ as believers and followers of Jesus Christ who gave out His fragrance to all people through His suffering on the cross? Today, we'll go over the fragrance of Christ in two categories. First, His fragrance was service and humbleness. Second, it was love. Through today's message, I hope you can examine yourselves as to what kind of fragrance you are giving out to others. And may all of us give out stronger fragrance of service, humbleness, and love in the year 2017. First, the fragrance of Christ is humbleness and service. Jesus performed countless signs and wonders with the power of the Holy Spirit. He healed people of diseases. He healed the blind, the mute, and the lame, and drove out demons. Once people heard of the news of Jesus' coming, they flocked to where He was to experience His power. As the one who came as the Savior, Jesus demonstrated that He is the Son of God through such manifestations of God's power. John chapter 14, verse 11 says, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves." He revealed who He was so that people could believe Him as the Son of God and the Savior. What do you think people thought of Jesus? Some people might have thought that they would see tremendous authority or dignity from His appearance. Of course, Jesus carried with Him spiritual authority and dignity. But what people actually felt as they met Him was His humbleness and service. It is just as Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." Jesus treated everyone who came to Him with sincerity. Because a large crowd came around Him, sometimes He couldn't find time to eat or sleep. One day, some children were brought before Jesus for His prayer, but His disciples stopped them. But Jesus said, "Let the children alone, do not hinder them from coming to Me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Even while performing marvelous power, He didn't exalt Himself, but humbly served others. Those who met this Jesus felt strong fragrance coming out of His heart. His aroma of humbleness and service moved and changed them. Namely, they got strengthened to practice the words of life that Jesus was preaching. This was when I was young. My parish members had a meeting with the shepherd. At that time, I caught a bad cold with a high fever. After he finished his message, he began to greet each one of us As it was my turn to shake hands with them, I requested his prayer. Then the shepherd laid his hand on my head and lowered his body to earnestly pray for me. To me, the shepherd was such a great and exalted one. Yet he bent his back to pray for me, who was then a little child. Just as Jesus humbly treated little children, our shepherd served even a little child. I was touched by this, and I still remember that moment even to this day. The shepherd's fragrance of service and humbleness finally changed me and led me to come forth as the beautiful fruit of spirit and walk down the blessed way as a pastor. The shepherd whom I saw 20 years ago as a child is still the same even after 20 years. He is manifesting greater works of power, always emitting the fragrance of humbleness and service. Through such love of the shepherd, that child is now preaching here on the altar as a pastor. I have been talking about me. I'm so much thankful for the shepherd's love. For the last 35 years, our shepherd has healed numerous sick people. He's healed the blind, the dead, the mute, and the crippled, and drove out demons. Also, he caused the typhoons or hurricanes to dissipate or change their courses, drove away rainy clouds, even amidst scorching heat. He brought heavenly breezes, cooling down the temperature. On special occasions like the shepherd's birthday or the church's anniversary, he kept the temperature at an optimal level, which is 24 degrees Celsius. What about the Christmas tree lighting ceremony last year? The weather forecast estimated the temperature to drop to minus 9 degrees, but by the shepherd's prayer, it rose to 1 degree Celsius. We've experienced that emerging diseases, which are incurable despite advanced medical science, were healed. We've seen many times healing of Down syndrome or changing of fetus's gender by altering of the chromosomes in the nucleus of innumerable cells. Our shepherd, even while manifesting such endless and marvelous power, always gives all glory to Father God. This is the fragrance of the shepherd's humbleness and service. Also, our shepherd has treated all those who came before him with all his sincerity. Meeting the church members from the dawn, he often couldn't find time to eat or sleep. When mothers passed by with their babies in their arms, he didn't forget to lay his hand on them. When he saw little children stuck between adults, he himself reached out his hand to shake hands with them. We've seen many times our shepherd humbly serving all kinds of people, even those little children. As a pastor, this is the fragrance of our shepherd. As a pastor, I'm also trying to take after the humbleness and service our shepherd has displayed. When I pray for little children of my parish, I lower my body to pray for them, remembering how our shepherd prayed. Sometimes I have to kneel down and bow my head to pray for little children. As I do so, those little children amenably receive prayer with amen. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is God in origin, but in order to save sinners as the Savior, He came down to this earth in flesh. He served the poor souls to the point of giving up His life as the atoning sacrifice. We've gained eternal life through His humbleness and service. So, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, also we have our shepherd who gives us such fragrance, especially the shepherd's sacrifice of justice for the last 6 years. He spent those times in his sacrifice for the souls. It was His love and sacrifice for the souls. And also, it was He showed deeds of humbleness and service. Through that sacrifice, our Manmi members have felt the love of the Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd in our heart. And such humbleness and service changed the hearts of souls and changed them. And through the fragrance our Shepherd emanated to us, we got strengthened to practice the words.
그러므로 예수님을 구세주로 영접하여 주님과 하나 된 사람이라면 그리고
So if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and become united with Him, we should also emanate His fragrance. Since we've been united with the Lord who displayed the greatest humbleness and service, we ought to give out His fragrance no matter whom we meet. We should let others feel humble and serving attitudes from us. It shouldn't be done grudgingly or by training, but we have to send out the fragrance of humbleness and service naturally from our hearts. The same goes for good manners. Only then can we win others' heart and trust. As we win others' heart, it becomes easier for us to plant the gospel in their hearts. Once they put that trust in us, they can't disregard or deny what we preach to them. They just keep it in mind. If we give out the fragrance of Christ with humbleness and service, even unbelievers whom we deal with in our workplace will respect us. Although we just humble and lower ourselves, we are respected and served. This is the truth and the justice of God. Whether or not a person truly humbles himself and serves others is revealed when he rises to a higher position and is given authority. If he has a desire to be served and respected, even after he does something wrong, when someone rebukes him, he feels offended and mops around. He feels uncomfortable when someone advises him or points out his faults. That proves he is not humble in heart. As long as he has a desire to be exalted and served, he hates it when someone points out his shortcomings. Therefore, even when we gain people's recognition and rise to a higher position, we should examine ourselves, discover even trivial forms of evil, and cast them away. If you come into spirit with such efforts, we no longer have selfish desires, greed, arrogance, and boasting. So even when we get compliments or rise to a higher position, we don't become haughty or arrogant. We show humbleness and service from the depths of our hearts. Jesus was subject to mockery and contempt without any fault. He suffered the punishment of the cross in place of sinners. We have to take after Jesus. It's a moral duty of man to humble ourselves after we do something wrong. Particularly, as Christians, we should always stay humble and serve all people. Only then can we give out the strong fragrance of Christ. Suppose your spouse or your colleagues are saying something that you cannot understand at all. Then most people will pass judgment based on their standpoint and argue back. This is not an act of lowering yourself, but putting yourself above others. In that case, your judgment mostly ends up wrong. It causes ill feelings and conflicts and arguments. If we humble ourselves and try to figure out the hearts of others, then we will not have any conflicts. Also, to understand others well, it is very important to pay attention until they finish speaking. Then we will be able to comprehend not just their words, but their hearts and the reason behind their words. Once we figure out their desire to be loved, to be recognized, and their desire to do better, then we can provide them with right answers.
해줄 수가 있는 것입니다. 저 또한도 이렇게 사역을
As for me, as I carry out my ministry, when I saw some people opinionated, when I take their words literally, my heart can be hurt or be offended. But as I understand the reason why they had to say so, as I make efforts like this, so I try to figure out what they really want to say from their heart. I try to figure out in my prayer and try to think, putting myself in their shoes. And so, with in doing so, I come to feel what he truly wanted to say. As I counseled him, mothers grasp the knees of their newborn babies very well. Even though they cannot speak, their expressions are limited to some mumbling and crying. But mothers notice what their babies want as they hear their babies crying or mumbling. They notice right away what their babies want. They know whether they are hungry or they want to be hugged or they are asking them to change the diaper or they want to play. It's because mothers only wish to serve their babies. Mothers do not insist on their opinions before them, nor do they ask their babies to serve them. They only want to serve them. Then, why don't you serve your husband, wife, or children this way? Then, even when they complain, grumble, or get angry at you, they will still be lovely to you. As you warmly embrace them like this, the hearts of your family members will change as well. The same should be done for our family in faith. Why don't you serve your brothers and sisters whose faith are weaker than you with a broad and generous heart like a mother? As you serve others that way, you will give out the fragrance of Christ, thereby touching their hearts. One of my parish members works as a janitor in an apartment. She hoped to share the gospel with the residents because she wants to lead them to become mommy members. That's what she hopes. Because the residents of that apartment are mostly of the upper class, it's not easy to share the gospel with them. Yet she always tried to greet them with a smile, with love and service. She complimented them as she greeted them, and she took interest in their clothes, and she presented them with mommy newsletters and the shepherd's books, and endeavored to make our shepherd and the church known. At first, however, they refused to receive the newsletters or books, but spoke ill of her. But as she continued to greet them, give them a helping hand when they needed help, and wrote congratulatory cards on special occasions, they willingly accepted, they began to open up their hearts. Those who refused to receive the newsletters, they willingly accepted the books and newsletters and even said, "I enjoyed reading them. I will visit your church if I get the chance." They began to change like this. Furthermore, and as they saw her continuing service, they were touched. The residents were touched by her sincere and humble service, so they began to express their gratitude. When a family moved out of the apartment, they requested that she be relocated to their new apartment. But she humbly rejected that offer, saying, "Because they kindly allowed me to work here, I can't leave here." As she emanated the aroma of service and humbleness like this, recently her pay has increased 3 times as much as she used to receive. She glorified God as she shared her testimony with us. Even now,
and finally, the residents will become Mamim members. They will open up their hearts. So when the shepherd accomplishes the evangelism, because they've read the shepherd's books and our newsletters, because they know about our church, they will later open up their hearts later and become Mamim members one day. And now she continues to share the gospel with them, share about our Lord and the shepherd. So I challenge all my members to give out the aroma of Christ with service and humbleness. Dear brothers and sisters, the second, the fragrance of Christ is love. Love carries the great power to make impossible things possible. In particular, the love of God and the Lord is truly wonderful. It can even change incapable persons into capable ones who can do anything. When those people, fishermen, a tax collector, the poor, a widow, neglected by the world, met Jesus, their lives were changed completely. Their problems of poverty and diseases were resolved. But most of all, they could feel true love, the kind they never felt before. Those people who were considered useless before were reborn as an instrument of God's glory. This is the power of love. Father God first manifests such love to us. He created man with His love and has cultivated us on the earth. He endured Adam's betrayal and the evil of his offspring. Finally, He gave up His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the harsh cross. Many people ignored His love, and even many of His believers betrayed His love. Yet the Father didn't stop. He has incessantly provided chances for salvation and His grace to change themselves. Though many people forsook His love, those who held onto His love and kept it in their hearts have been saved, changed, and greatly glorified God. The Apostle Paul used to be a person who arrested and killed those who believe in the Lord. The Lord appeared to him in person, forgave him, and made him His apostle. By the love of the Lord, Paul was changed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. As said, the Apostle Paul and his companions were dedicated to sharing the gospel to the point where they looked insane in the eyes of the worldly people. All this was possible not by man's strength, but by the Lord's love. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because the Apostle Paul understood such love of God and of Christ, he completely gave up his life and only obeyed according to the will of God as an apostle. Moreover, to share the gospel with the Gentiles, he didn't spare his life at all. He practiced God's love that transcends justice, thereby leading countless souls to salvation. Despite being called a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, he fulfilled the law with love and devoted his life as an evangelist. He delivered the fragrance of Christ, the fragrance of His love, which is boundlessly great and deep, to the ends of the earth. Peter denied Jesus three times, but Jesus never forsook Peter. But rather, he understood his weakness, forgave him, and strengthened him again. His love of the Lord changed and renewed Peter completely. Peter, by obeying the words of Jesus, was guaranteed in the Lord's space. He healed people and drove out demons in the Lord's name, going through the experience where he denied Jesus three times at the threat of death. He thoroughly realized that he should cast off the changing attributes of flesh, circumcise his heart, and change himself. And finally, he reached the level of Holy Spirit, where he himself could receive the power from God. So he wasn't afraid of death when he was about to be crucified. Knowing that the God of love was on his side, he believed that he would provide ways to escape any kinds of trouble and cause things to work together for good. And even though he would have to suffer hardship in the Lord's name, he didn't fear it with his love for God. In doing so, he emanated the aroma of love. The same goes for us. Wasn't it the love of the cross of the Lord that melted our heart when we first met the Lord? The Lord sacrificed Himself completely for us when we didn't even know Him or believe in Him. If this love of the Lord is shown through you, other people will sense the fragrance of Christ from you. Pastor Yangwon Son, nicknamed the Atomic Bomb of Love, showed an example of true sacrifice. He took care of lepers with all his sincerity, not sparing his own life. He also suffered imprisonment by refusing to bow down before the Japanese war shrines. Despite his dedication, in October 1948, he heard shocking news that his two sons were killed by leftist soldiers in a rebellion against the ruling authorities. Ordinary people would have resented God, saying, "God, how could you do this to me?" Yet, the pastor was thankful that his two sons were martyred and could rest in the Lord's arms in heaven. Furthermore, he forgave the rebel who killed his two sons and adopted him as his son. At his son's funeral, he offered a prayer of thanks that deeply touched the people who were present. The prayers go as follows. First, I'm grateful that two martyrs were born of my bloodline, for I'm so full of inequities. Second, thank you for giving me such precious gifts among numerous believers. Third, thank you for letting me offer you my first and second sons, the most beautiful ones among my children. Fourth, if one of my sons were martyred, it would be a blessing. I'm even more thankful because my two sons were martyred. It's a blessing to die of old age as a believer of Jesus. But because they were martyred and shot to death, I'm even more thankful. Sixth, my son had been preparing to study abroad in the U.S. They have gone to heaven, a much better place. I'm thankful for this. Seventh, thank you for offering me a heart of love by which I want to make a murderer of a... Eighth, as the fruit of my sons, numerous fruits of heaven will be born. I thank you for this. Ninth, I thank you for letting me understand your love, even in adversity, and giving me faith to overcome. To take care of his sick people, Pastor Son didn't evacuate during the Korean War. He was eventually martyred by the communist soldiers. He looked after the sick, neglected by others, treated his enemy in goodness. He could make sacrifice without expecting anything in return. It was because he was filled up with love for God and the souls. This is the aroma of the love of Christ. The kind of love by which you unsparingly give without expecting anything in return. Rejoice with the truth without envy or jealousy when others are complimented and successful. Forgive those who did harm to you just as Lord forgave us of our sins. If you emanate such fragrance of love, people around you can be moved and change themselves. Spiritual love can even melt down those whose hearts have become cold and hardened. In order to emit the fragrance of Christ, we have to achieve such spiritual love. Those who've been moved and touched by the fragrance of Christ's love naturally come to love God. But if you truly love God, your love will definitely be manifested as deeds of loving your brothers as yourselves. 1 John chapter 4, verse 21 says, "And this commandment we have from Him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also." With longing for New Jerusalem, you always ask and pray for sanctification. But have you failed to love and harbor your brothers in faith? Each person may have different reasons for this. The most fundamental reason is that you don't love them. Love is gentle and it seeks the benefit of others. You think in goodness in others' viewpoint. You believe he will do better and hope and believe and endure and bear with them. You can smile at him even though he lacks many things, because you believe he will change. Even though he acts evil and does harm to you, you understand him and forgive him. You can forgive him by considering the environment he grew up in and considering his measure of faith and understanding his position. Also, when you see those whom you love, even though they have some faults, you don't try to reveal them. You just try to see their good aspects. Even though the other's actions do not agree with your education or common sense, you help them do better by making the best use of his good, strong points. At the same time, you sincerely pray that he can fix his shortcomings and become more perfect. While carrying out my ministry as a pastor, at times I looked at others in my own standard, and I impatiently thought, I wish that person would be changed quickly, as I saw people sluggish and slow in their race of faith. I grew impatient or frustrated. But one day, while in prayer, I was reminded of the shepherd. In prayer, I realized that because I had own self-righteousness and frameworks, I felt frustrated toward someone. That was the reason. But one day, while I was praying, I was reminded of the shepherd encouraging all of us, "Let's go to New Jerusalem together." It dawned on me that, yes, my shepherd only looked at good aspects of me rather than my transgressions, and he urged us to enter New Jerusalem together. I ought to demolish my own standard, believe that they will be changed, put myself in their shoes, and harbor them with more love. I regretted having failed to love the souls under my care more. So, always remembering the shepherd's heart, I try to think how our shepherd would have thought in that situation. As I made efforts this way, I began to look at our members with different eyes, and those members began to look lovely to me. And as a result, those who used to close the door to their heart began to open up their hearts, and they began to rejoice, and they approached me with their hearts opened. And the parish members were united as one even more. I was not perfect, yet God loved me first. The same way, God also loved each one of them and redeemed them by the Lord's blood. And he urges us, saying, My children, love one another and be united as one. Bearing this will of God in mind, we have to broaden our heart and achieve a heart abounding in love. In the future, countless souls will pour into our church. As people who suffer spiritual thirst come across the words of truth and manifestations of God's power, they come with longing for sanctification. Among them will people of many kinds. If there are ill feelings against one another, now in this church, it wouldn't be easy to harbor numerous people who will come in the future. By the love of the Lord, who loved even his enemies, we should be more than able to love and embrace any souls, thus emanating the fragrance of Christ. Those who give out this kind of spiritual love will be loved by others too. Is there anyone who wonders, why am I not loved by others? Is this because my physical condition or background is not good enough? If you think you are not loved by others because you are not pretty, not rich, and not talented, then you are mistaken. Even if you win people's love by your outstanding physical conditions, it's never a good thing. Your physical conditions are only a shell. How silly it is to expect others to love you seeing you only physically. You should expect them to love your soul, which is your essence. Even if you win others' love by your physical conditions, that love is meaningless. That love cannot last a long time. If your physical conditions change or if there appears somebody else with better conditions, their heart can change any time. When babies are born, they learn to say, I love you. There are parents who desire to share love with them, teach that sentence. Once their babies begin to say, Dad, Mom, I love you, even without knowing what it means, the parents are just overjoyed. Parents, even if they don't receive anything in return, adore and dearly love their children. In describing their love towards their children, parents say, She is an apple of my eye. Just as there are cloudy days, clear days, or rainy days, people's hearts change over time. When children are obedient, parents are happy with them, but as children develop their ego and begin to defy their parents, the parents get upset. They quarrel and speak harsh and hurting words against their children. When they're young, children think of their parents as the best, but as they grow up, their thoughts change. They compare them to other parents or even feel ashamed of them. Moreover, if parents don't allow them to do as they please, they hate and resent them. There are people who always expect others to give them. After we give something, we expect something in return. Everything that is considered love in this world is fleshly love, which is deceitful and will change in the end. But the fragrance of the Father God's love, it never changes. The problem is, man, we change. Now, what do we have to do to win unchanging true love? Our spirit, which is our essence, has to change. If we achieve a good heart without evil or a heart of spirit without flesh, we can emanate the fragrance of Christ and definitely be loved by others. The aroma of love that originates from the heart of spirit can move anyone. As people feel gentleness, warmth, and truthfulness, they can naturally open up the door to their hearts. Then they can give love coming from the depths of their heart. True love is to care for even the physical things of the other person
Because you love the spirit of that person so much, God the Father loves not our appearances, but our spirits. It's the same with the shepherd who loves his flock and does not look at the physical conditions. He loves them because they are precious souls sent by God the Father. Our shepherd who has unfailing love for the souls manifests God's power by which we can be healed and receive answers, not just to make us surprised, but it is to express Father God's love towards Manmin. Some of the church members confess they could feel the love of Father God as they saw our shepherd shaking hands in person with over 10,000 members on his birthday or Lunar New Year's greetings. Last May, he invited the student Sunday school members to his prayer location, letting them deeply feel his love and the Father's love. Thereafter, the students have severed ties with the world, have been faithful in their studies and their life of faith. They began to love God, concentrate during services, and pray. When we had the church leader seminar last July, the shepherd's physical condition looked like it was impossible for him to preach. But as he delivered the message for as long as five to six hours, people gained confidence and made up their mind to change. All such experiences have planted faith and strengthened us, have helped us hope for heaven and undergo human cultivation with a joyful heart and overcome this world. All this is possible by the fragrance of love that our shepherd has emanated. Our shepherd makes every effort to let us experience the love of the Father and the Lord so that we can have faith. No matter how many times we hear of the love of Father God and the Lord, without experiencing it ourselves, how could we figure out His profound, deep love? Thus, our shepherd demonstrates God's love for Manmin members and the souls all over the world through His works of power. Let me share a testimony of a senior deaconess, Kyunghwa Yeo, who's gained a new life by the shepherd's love. My parish members deeply felt the love of the shepherd through her testimony and made a resolution to run more vigorously. Our shepherd also introduced her case as well. On December 12, 2016, she collapsed with acute myocardial infarction, which caused her heart to stop for 20 minutes. She had surgery on her heart vessels, but she was still unconscious. The doctor said that there is a fat chance of her waking up and was 100% sure that there would be a brain damage even if she waked up. While she was in the intensive care unit, I visited her and played senior pastor's prayer for the sick. And I prayed for her with a handkerchief. When I visited her hospital, the doctors explained. I was allowed to meet only for like 15 or 20 minutes. What I remember from the doctor's explanation was, this specific word remains in my mind. There's a fat chance of her waking up. And I am 100% sure that she would have brain damage. But when I heard that, what came to my mind was, we have the shepherd's power. We have the shepherd's handkerchief of power. Even now, our shepherd has hovering us. Doctor, you'll be surprised. That's what I thought. The following day, while she received the shepherd's recorded prayer, she began to move her lips, saying Amen. As her daughter talked to her, she nodded.
Later, she opened her eyes and she could clench both of her hands. On the third day, after she collapsed, she fully recovered. The doctor was astonished. I was very surprised. Honestly, I believe she would never wake up. He added that she was recovering much faster than doctors expected. She is the quickest in her recovery among all patients in the world. In this intensive care unit building. I also, when I heard that she woke up, and the following day, right before the Daniel prayer meeting, I heard the news, and then the next day, I visited her hospital. When I saw her, I imagined what she would be like right now. Would she be lying down? Would she be sitting on the bed? But the moment I opened the door and saw her, she even took off the oxygen mask, and she was already been moved to another hospital room. And she even said hi, waving her hands like this, happily waving hands like this. And later, the shepherd hovered her and prayed for her. And a week later, she was discharged from the hospital and went to greet the shepherd. The shepherd was also delighted. Was also delighted with her being discharged from the hospital quickly. She now confesses that she gained a new life by the shepherd's love. She's now living her life with thanksgiving and joy. And recently, I visited her and I went to a restaurant in her neighborhood. And I also met people, her acquaintances, when they saw her, they were astonished. Are you okay? And she said, I'm healed perfectly. I'm okay. Don't worry. And those worldly people were astonished. And at the same time, they were so overjoyed. And as she came back home, she met another woman, old lady, who's this? Are you? She looked a bit surprised. I heard you are sick. Should you be in a hospital right now? But she answered, I'm healed. Now, I'm okay. I'm walking around like this, as you see. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the evidence of the living God, the Lord, and the evidences of His power. Finally, what we have to share, when we have comfort as the fruit and evidence of His power, we can share about our shepherd more effectively. Going through this experience, I realized that the shepherd's power is his love of the souls. It's his love for the souls. And I also realized that there's nothing impossible in the shepherd's power. Everything is possible. We don't even need the word impossible. Everything can be made possible by his power. That's what I realized. To awaken souls in the end time and lead them to eternal heaven, the shepherd's power is required. Therefore, the shepherd is changing us through the power of recreation. Through the shepherd's power, not only do a myriad of souls receive healing and answers, but they are thrilled as they feel the love of the Father God and the Lord. Father God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The shepherd's power is the tool to demonstrate his love. Thus, there is nothing impossible with the shepherd's power. I had an invaluable time to realize the shepherd's power is the Father God's love for us.
Brothers and sisters, let me conclude the message. Today, I talked about the fragrance of Christ we should emanate. First, it is the fragrance of service and humbleness. Second, it is the fragrance of love. Brothers and sisters, suppose we visit a perfume store. Rather than just hearing explanations from the clerk, we'd better smell it ourselves. Likewise, it's important that we share about our shepherd. But it's more powerful if we ourselves give out the fragrance of our shepherd. While I prepared this message, something came across my mind. It was sharing the gospel. We share the gospel with the church newsletters and books. Of course, the newsletters and books themselves bear the fragrance of our shepherd. But along with this, if we ourselves give out the fragrance of our shepherd, it will be even more effective. That's what I realized. With this thought, I decided that I should display more deeds of service like our shepherd who humbly serves even a little one. By humbling myself more and engraving Father God's love and grace in my heart, I resolved to become a pastor to whom the shepherd can entrust his souls. This is the fragrance of humbleness, service, and love. Dear brothers and sisters, the fragrance of a perfume fades away and vanishes over time. But there is a fragrance that never changes. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." The fragrance of Christ is strong enough to remain to this day, even after 2,000 years. We should also emanate such a fragrance of Christ. We have to emanate the fragrance of Christ to our brothers and sisters in faith and to worldly people so that they can also be promised eternal joy. It's not difficult. If we trust and believe the 99% of the justice our shepherd fulfilled for us and we ourselves fulfill the rest 1%, we can emanate the fragrance of Christ. In doing so, all pastors and mommy members in over 11,000 branch and associated churches worldwide should become the main characters who lead numerous souls to salvation through the shepherd's power of recreation in 2017. Furthermore, I hope that all mommy members with complete trust in the shepherd come forth as true children that emanate the fragrance of Christ and the shepherd, thereby enjoying glory and honor for eternity in heaven. Let's reflect on today's message in our prayer. It's time to receive the senior pastor's prayer for the sick. If you have any sick parts, please lay your hands on your sick parts. If you don't have any sick parts, please lay your hands on your chest and receive the prayer with your heart's wish.
하나님,
Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from the heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, infirmities go away. Light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensations go away. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it well, do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.